Welcome to the Super Sports Mom Podcast, a place for all moms of mini and mighty athletes to get support and insights into the world of sports. This is your place to learn, grow, and laugh. I am a sports dietitian, former elite athlete, and newbie sports mom, inviting you to adventure together. This podcast is sponsored by Eat This for Performance, the home of champions. Hello, you are listening to episode 13 of the SSM podcast. I am your host, Pearl Narenberg, and I have a special show for you today where I'm going to walk you through three questions you can ask yourself to uncover the answer to this important question. What do you do? Sometimes I dread the question. It's not always easy or comfortable to answer that question. What do you think? Do you dread that question? You might not do anything yet if you're young enough. You might think of a sport that you do. If you're like me, you do a bunch of things and you get a little stuck answering that question or wanting to choose, or you think what you're going to say might be a little bit boring. Well, it might be exciting to be a pro athlete. I bet they get a lot of, wow, that's exciting, that's interesting, when they tell people what they do that don't already know. I mean, a lot of these guys and some of these ladies are actually celebrities, right? So it gets me sometimes when I see a look on a pro athlete's face in a game day or a game situation where they do look a little like they're not necessarily loving what they do, or they're on the job. You know, they're working hard, but you could see there's like a little bit of passion missing from what they do. And I'm sure that that is not always there, but it happens, right? At everyone's job, it happens. There's moments where you're just on the job. It's just a reality when you do a job, something you're doing every single day and working hard at. So what do you do? Do you have a good answer to that question? When I was young, I'm going back now, I had Wayne Gretzky wallpaper plastered around my room. I was about probably 3 or 4 years old when that happened. And I started to dream, as soon as I even knew it existed, of playing for the NHL. Okay? I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. I am a girl. I'm a woman. And playing for the NHL was not ever really a reality for me. But I dreamed that it could be nonetheless. You know, you're one of the tomboys and you think that you could do anything like the boys. So I would look at that Wayne Gretzky wallpaper and plot out my destination, which is to play, you know, alongside the great one. And in that way, I set out to do something great. I had a huge goal. And along the way, my goal shifted, because society told me, and I then told myself, that I should probably think about the Olympics as a female hockey player, not the NHL, which is the National Hockey League. So I shifted that goal probably about the time I was like 10, 11, and it started to become a thing that women may play in the Olympics. And after I quit playing with the boys, that happened. When I was about 12 years old, I literally quit hockey altogether. It was around that time that I got somehow scouted, and I would say scouted in the loosest of terms, like air quotes here, because nobody ever came and saw me play before they scouted me. But I got selected to go play for a preparatory school in New England based on newspaper clippings of me when I played with the boys. And I am from a small town, a very small rural area north of Montreal in Quebec, where I never should have been heard of. And so here's what I'm going to circle back to, the what do you do? Because it was because I was known for something, and I was a little bit niche, that I got this amazing opportunity to do what I love to do. So the lesson that I learned early in life, although I didn't really comprehend the lesson until now when I run a business, but the lesson that I learned is to be known for something and In that way, people will be able to pull you out of a bigger crowd or to pull you out of the world and select you for an opportunity. So in my case, I was a girl playing hockey in the Laurentians, that's north of Montreal. And there weren't many girls playing hockey in the Laurentians at that time who were also English speaking. So that just also played to my advantage if I wanted to go play hockey for an English high school in the United States. So in that way, somebody knew about an opportunity and brought it to me. And if there had been hundreds of other girls that were English speaking playing hockey in my area, I, you know, may never have had that opportunity. So I was known for something, there weren't a lot of people doing it, and I get an opportunity that eventually leads to basically an Ivy League education and a chance to play NCAA hockey. And so doors open up, educational doors, hockey doors, sports doors. And it was because, yes, of a passion, of a dream of playing in the NHL, but it was also because when it comes back to that, like, what do? I had one thing I knew that I wanted to do, and I wanted to specialize in my sport and be known for my, I didn't want to be known for my sport, but I was known by virtue of my passion early on in life. And so there's a lot of talk, you know, about specialization and kids specializing in their sport. And I am not advocating for specialization and saying that you need to be uni sport early in life. But I do know that you can be passionate early in life about a direction you're headed. And so when I do hear athletes talk about, you know, the sport they eventually selected later on in life, even if they were multi-sport athletes, it does circle back to, well, I was always really in love with that sport. I was always really passionate about it. So it doesn't mean you stop playing other sports, and you can have passions for multiple sports, but there may be one that sets itself apart as really like the one that you love, or the one where you see yourself going farther. So that's also something that you need to ask yourself, where's my big vision going? So now, today, if you ask me, I would, what do you do? I would say I'm a nutrition coach. So that's evolved because I also, you know, and another day you might ask me, what do you do? And I'd say, I own a nutrition company. I'm a business owner. So I oscillate between the two. And what I have learned is that you got to be simple with what you do, and you got to be known for something. So in that way, the simply I'm a hockey player might not be enough for people to really know you as something. Me calling myself a nutrition coach may not be known enough, right? So I want to go deeper, and I want to go deeper with you here because I'm really just trying this on. And this message is my message for 2019, my message of, you know, happy new years and new beginnings, and sharing with you the personal side so that you can understand who you're talking to, who your host is of the SSM podcast, and what journey that I am taking you on as we foray into 2019. So the journey is, for me, to connect you to a world that I've like known intimately now to a very high level, and that is the sports nutrition world. And so when I say like that I'm connecting you, I'm giving you that bridge so that it can easily come into your life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to coach more than the science. I'm going to coach a mindset around nutrition. And I'm going to do this in a way that's gentle and progressive. So I'm going to even take you through three of the steps in this podcast that you can do now as we head into 2019 so that you can start to goal set for 2019, start to see where you're going to go, and maybe be able to answer that question, what do you do, with passion, with excitement, with an energy, with a clarity that maybe you didn't have before. And you will see, I will connect it to eating for performance and how I coach nutrition. So the first thing you can do is ask yourself the right questions. And I will go through them with you. There's going to be three questions I'll go through with you. So the first question I have for you is, are you passionate about what you do? And passion is the root of peaking for performance. So what I coach is how to eat for performance. That's my brand, Eat This for Performance. So if you are trying to perform to the highest level and you don't have passion, you're going to be missing that key ingredient. So what are you trying to peak in performance for? If it's a sport, it's pretty clear. You're trying to be the best you can be at your sport, in your position, on your team. You want your team to be the best. You want to be a piece of that puzzle. If you're an individual athlete, you're trying to peak in that sport and be noticed. And if you are not passionate about that sport, that lack of passion will always be there, even if you are so talented. So passion is hugely important. We can be a really, really amazing professional at what we do, but if we're missing passion, every day is going to be a bit of a struggle. And so what I would like you to zero in on, to hone in on, is, are you passionate about what you do? And if the answer is not positive, that you really start to dig in and evaluate, what can you do? How can you present yourself? How can you be that niche person, you know, like me, the young hockey player in the Laurentians, the girl who was noticed? How can you be that exciting person that someone's going to talk about, or someone's going to bring you an opportunity that would maybe spark a passion in what you do? So you may not be passionate about being, I may not be passionate about being a nutrition coach, but I can be passionate about being someone who changes the way that we talk about nutrition and think about nutrition. And that lights me up. So in that way, it's like, I'm just more passionate about, I want to change things. I want things to be different when I want you to think differently when I leave you. So in that way, that's my passion, is being a different kind of nutrition coach. Okay, number two, do you get enough sleep? Now, sleep is so important for your brain to, and your neural connections, to generate everything they need to generate every day, to enact what you do, to bring forth that passionate piece. So if you want to be different, if you want to be better, if you want to be the best or the performer, like, getting enough sleep, we know, is huge. And it leads into how we're going to view ourselves, the eater, because sleep and feelings of high amounts of energy are so linked. You absolutely know, and I'm like the perfect example of that, of a mom with two young kids, where if you do not get enough sleep, which tends to happen when you have two young kids, is you tend to just feel low energy. Your mood is not stable. You go and search for food to replace that energy you're missing sometimes. And that's just your brain's way of trying to stimulate, you know, yourself awake. And in that way, you can be affecting your performance nutrition. So get enough sleep when possible. And of course, make efforts to make your sleep restful. And I know this is probably something that you already know, but level with yourself. Do you get enough sleep? And are you doing something to get enough sleep? Because it is the second layer after passion and peaking for performance. And in 2019, if you take care of those two, number one, number two, you're already off to a much better start to achieve any goals that you have in 2019. And we don't talk about that in setting resolutions. We don't talk about passion and sleep. But if you set any resolution, make sure you take care of those two, because you're going to be much more likely to be successful. All right, are you ready for my third question? These are easy, right? You've been able to answer them easily. All right, third question. Do you hydrate /drink water every 2 hours? And this, like sleep, is going to set the stage for you to be able to eat how you want to eat. Passion will tell you you want it. Enough sleep will let your brain promote your passion to your body and give you the energy you need to do everything in the day. And then hydration will take care of the fluids in your body so that you're primed to be able to just eat and be in sync with your hunger cues and your feelings of fullness and not confuse them with feelings of thirst. So hydration is huge, and it is a performance enhancer. Okay, if you do not hydrate enough, you do not show up to a training session or a game or a performance at your highest level. So we know that. So we say to drink every 2 hours. Are you doing that? And can you do that in 2019 if you're not already? Can you set in place some goals where you're going to have water bottles around, where you're going to have alarms go off every 2 hours, something to get the habit going? So those are the three questions to start with in order to set yourself up for success to eat for performance. Then we get into eating for performance, which is on your way to peaking in performance. So that is what I coach. I get into like the specifics that we need to have energy and muscle building materials and superfoods. And so that's where I give you my list. By the way, if you don't have my performance eating list, you can go get it from my website. It's always there available for you for free to just download and print out and have around your house. So that's et4p.com, and you can grab that on the website. And if you have that list, you're going to have all of the ingredients that you need to peak in performance, gain muscle mass, change your energy levels for the better, and be noticed. Be noticed by people that are looking for that gem, that somebody to stand out in the crowd. If your goal in 2019 is to be noticed, is to set yourself apart, then eating for performance is going to get you there. And we're going to flip the conversation on eating. We're going to look at it differently. We're going to change our mindset. We're going to be passionate about what we do. We're going to get enough sleep. We're going to hydrate every 2 hours. And we're going to start eating foods for their powers and stop looking at food as something to restrict, cut out, cut down, cut off, diet, all of that. The only diet we want you to know about, and we've put out this lovely write-up about it, we've written an article about the diet of 2019, the diet of all time, that is the performance eating diet, where we eat foods for their powers. And we break it down, we use the science that we know. So if you're looking for that difference maker, if you're looking for something that's going to take you up to the next level, then now is the time to set that intention. 2019 is your year, and we are here to support you and eat this for performance. So I want you to know that, okay? I'm a sports dietitian. My colleague Lindsay Harris is a sports dietitian. My other colleague Margot Lacoste is a mom of four. She's raised four athletic kids. They're still in sports as adults, like just amazing people. And then she herself had a previous career as a dietitian. We've all studied nutrition to such high level that we have such a wealth of information to give you and support and ideas and expertise and wisdom. That's what you want, right? So what do you do? Are you looking at that question differently now? And are you known for something? So I'd love you to be known for something in 2019. I'd love you to be passionate about what you do and understand now how it could set the stage for performance eating. So let's get you performing in 2019. I'm going to tell you a couple of ways that you can join in what we're doing here. Now, we are working with athletes, athletic families, and we're supporting the mom. That's why it's a Super Sports Mom podcast, but also the dad and also the coach and also the player. So this information is for all of you. And so here's how you can join us. In May, we're going to do a program that's about lean muscle mass, like lean body mass. And we're going to teach you about how to manage your lean body mass. Now, a lot of kids, teens, want to gain muscle mass. Not always the case. We're going to tell you how you can gain, but also just how you can manage the best body composition. So that's going to be in May. We're going to run a challenge, a 5-day challenge for you. So you can already be marking the calendar for that first week in May and know that you can join in with something incredible here at Eat This for Performance. And we'll be talking more about that in the months to come. And then in August, we are going to plan out all of your menus, all of your grocery shops, everything. We're going to give you a full cheat booklet 2 weeks in August. We're going to give you all the meal plans you'll want, all the grocery lists you'll want, so that you can go like into a sports season, into the fall, and not have to really work too hard to have ideas, plans, recipes, all of that. Wouldn't that be nice? So we're going to get that for you this year so that you really can just walk into a sports season like pretty much set. So if that sounds really nice, then you can already start to envision that plan in 2019 and kind of align yourself with what we're doing at Eat This for Performance and really changing that conversation in your family about how you look at what you're passionate about, what your dreams are, how you're going to be known for that dream, how you're going to be known for that passion. And it is about fundamentally about what you do. So what you do is important. How you answer that question is important. And so if you ask me today what I do, I am a business owner of an amazing sports nutrition company that is providing athletes and active families with the game plan to achieve an extraordinary performance in what they do. So let's get your performance going. Let's make it extraordinary in 2019. And I'm so excited for you to be listening in on this podcast. Please review today. Please take a second to review, because the more people that see that we are here, the more people that you share this podcast with, the more we'll get this message. So your entire team should be getting this message about what is performance eating, what is how you can goal set in 2019. Share that message with your team. And join in as I give you in the coming weeks and months some insights into all kinds of, like, the experts we have coming that are going to be interviewed are tremendous. The moms and dads that we are bringing on the podcast to give you wisdom about what they've done that's worked and not worked is tremendous. So come back. We're so excited to have you here. So by reviewing us and by sharing the podcast, you are in fact helping yourself and helping your community take it up in 2019. So I'll leave you with that and my best wishes for a 2019 filled with so much success, positive energy, and of course, that next extraordinary performance. Thank you for listening to the Super Sports Mom podcast this time. My wish is that you feel more empowered than ever to live your dream sports life. If you get inspired from this message, amazing. Share it with a friend and pass that inspiration along. I can't wait to share the next adventure with you. See you next time. Hey, does getting the right food in front of you at the right time seem a little daunting sometimes? Well, a lot of times. You're not alone, and that is why here at Eat This for Performance, we are making people's lives easier by taking out all of the guesswork from performance eating for all of the situations you may be in, eating out, eating in, at the grocery store, or just looking at that food down on your plate, wondering if that is the right thing to be eating. So we have something that we'd like to give you. That is our performance eating foods list. If you hop on over to et4p.com, you can grab our food list and start going right away at eating the performance foods that you want to eat. Once you have the food list, you'll be well on your way to digging into our four-part framework and really starting to become a confident athlete or a confident parent in your food selections. So have a look. And definitely reach out to us if you have any questions whatsoever. We're here cheering you on as you eat for that top performance in sport and in life.